Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Or stop work on roads and bridges. So what does a human cause to...
That was Joe Biden farting during a live stream interview. Ooh, I can smell it here. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. Joe Biden cannot control his bowels, cannot control his sphincter. He's like an old dude. Look, I will not lie to you. As you age, things like that just don't quite... You know, they just don't hold up. Let me tell you something. As you get older, you got to be careful when you decide you're going to break wind. Okay, let's just put it out there. I want to warn people down the road. We're going to talk about farting. Okay, as women would say, breaking wind, pooping. Not pooping, pooting. Pooting. That's what my grandma used to say. Oh, I pooted. As opposed to farted. Kevin Jackson's going to be listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. .com. So that was an interview that he did, but Joe Biden, I'm telling you right now, if you were to have to be around this dude, if you would probably need, you would understand why people wear that mask. This old fart, pardon the pun, can't hold his wind. And I had a guy that worked for me. His name is Fred. I won't say his last name because he may still be alive. But I had a guy that worked for me, and we were at a nice restaurant, a four-star restaurant, with clients. And, okay, let me back up. My workers, my employees said to me, Kevin, do you know Fred farts in front of our principals? And I said, what are you talking about? Like, as a joke? They said, no, man. He'll just... He won't excuse himself, go to the bathroom, he'll just rip. And I was like, no way. They go, he does this. And I thought they were kidding because people didn't really like Fred because he was very straight-laced, typical engineer. So one day we were at dinner with, I think it was with Fujitsu. I had five guys, you know, from the factory that came in, and I got Fred with me. And he just raises up in the middle of dinner. You can see him put his hands on the arms of the chair, shift his body, and just lets her rip. Rip! And I looked at him and I was like, what are you doing? I couldn't believe it. I thought they were pulling my leg when they said he would do this. And anyway, he goes, what's the difference? It's no different than burping. That's... I'm not kidding. He would just raise his butt cheek up and let her rip. And then he had the nerve to say it was no different than burping. And I went, yeah, if your burp is as stinky as your butt, I mean, you'd have to have a pretty serious case of halitosis for your burps to smell like you're a fart. I told him, and so we get back to the office the next day, and I said, dude, if you ever do that again in front of one of our principals, you're gone. And he's trying to rationalize it. Anyway, back to Biden. Fred just thought it was couth. It wasn't even uncouth to do it. Biden cannot control himself. Biden just walking around. I'm going to put this delicately. This is as delicate as you can put it with a clown like him. This dude goes around and he's wearing Depends and he'll crap his pants. If nobody's around, if Dr. Jill is not there to grab his hand and run him to the bathroom and change his diaper, he will crap that thing right there and walk around stinking it. You ever seen a baby when they crap their diaper and it starts riding up, you know, to where it's in their little onesie? Oh, that's what Biden's suits look like. They got to trash this dude's suits after he does this. Unbelievable. Wow. I'm very surprised. I'm not surprised. Anyway, here's what they said. Joe Biden let out a long, loud fart while speaking with the Duchess of Cornwall at the COP26 conference. Camilla Parker Bowles hasn't stopped talking about the 78-year-old's long fart. It has been reported. The pair were making small talk at the Global Climate Change Gathering in Scotland last week when Biden broke wind. According to an informed source, it was long and loud and impossible to ignore. Just like most leftists, they are long and loud and impossible to ignore. But I want you to understand, this is the guy that the Democrats chose to represent us. And he's so America's going to participate in the old... Hold on a second. Camilla. Anyway, where was I? Oh, my gosh. What disgusting. I mean, here's the thing. Dr. Jill has to go home with this dude every night. Now, she's probably got handlers. She's got people. Let me tell you what. When she gets out of the camera, you can bet that chick, she's like, I didn't sign up for this show, you old nasty freakazoid. You know, always crapping your pants. You smell like a sewer. I bet she lets that old clown have it. You better believe it. But the Duchess of York, I don't know who she is, but she's married to Prince Charles, Camilla Bowles. She is not going to quit talking about this. You know why? Because she's probably going, what type of manners do they have in America? When they're number one, the so-called president, would dare cut one loose, like cut the cheese in front of me. in French, just so you know, if you want a little international culture on farting, you say, qui coupe le fromage, which is who cut the cheese. Or, if it's no respect, if it's one of your friends, it's just, qui coupe le fromage. Yeah, qui coupe le fromage. So, with respect to Biden, whom I have no respect for. Qui coupe le fromage? Well, je sais qui coupe le fromage. It was Biden. If you ever smell it, he who smelt the Delta, no. If you're around and you start to smell the stench of crap outside of D.C., it's going to be Biden. It's going to be Joe Biden. I don't think the mainstream media is going to want to tell people that the president cuts farts in front of dignitaries and probably craps his pants. Wow. What a story. And hey, what about this Gavin Newsom shot that he took? Did you hear old Gav got the COVID woo-flu shot and hasn't been seen since late October? Where is he?
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I am blessed by God to have the gift to weed through nonsense. It is a gift. Most of you possess this gift as well, but over time, the gift wanes because you stop using it. It's like a blind person, for example, gets more heightened senses of hearing and things like this because they no longer have the eyes for the visual impact or visual input. So the ears take over and the sensitivity of their touch takes over. But we possess it. If we wanted to work on it, we could have that same level of sensitivity. You have to force yourself. It's like learning a foreign language. If you aren't forced to learn it, you'll revert to the easy thing. You won't. It's tough to tell your mind, stop, you know, interpreting and learn the language. Go get immersed in the culture. You will learn it. When somebody says, I say, yevu, and they point to a chair, it is just a matter of time before your brain goes, okay, I get it. I say, yevu means, assis-toi means sit down. You'll get it. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. So you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. 844-551-8255. My gift of discernment grows stronger every day. The ability to look at things and go, got it, to synthesize. And I'm going to share with you an amazing example of my gift as it applies to a race pimp by the name of Michael Eric Dyson. And I want to play a couple of clips of his as we explore him this hour, because I think it will help you understand how you can identify a race pimp. He doesn't want to cut to the chase. He has to give you such broad concepts that you're just sitting there going, wait a minute, what did he say? So let me give you a couple of examples. These are going to be shorter clips of Michael Eric Dyson performing. And I'm going to dissect these performances until we get to the one that I'm really wanting to talk about, which are the latest comments of what he said about Winsome Sears, a black woman of Jamaican descent, a Marine, who won statewide election in Virginia. And Michael Eric Dyson and others have said she's still an example of white supremacy. So here's a couple of clips. Here's one where he talks about Trump.
Politics is heavy.
Well, hold on. So it is about race. So when you say, hold on, it's not about race. Of course it is. It's just not about blackness. It's also about whiteness. And we don't have a conversation in this country with race and whiteness. Whiteness is at stake. Donald Trump has, I think, in a beguiling way, seduced many working class white people into believing that he will be their defender when indeed he is not. And on top of that, Hillary Clinton, when we get past the optics and cosmetics, has put forth consistently public policy recommendations that will speak to the vicious undercurrent of racism in this country, but also bring together various constituencies along the continuum of race in this country. Right, I think that's what's important.
So in the previous election where Donald Trump trounced Kankles, Michael Eric Dyson said Hillary would bring along the continuum to continue discussing race. And I love how he always says things like blackness and whiteness, because it's conceptual to him. It isn't actual. It isn't anything that you see. He doesn't want you actually going, wait a minute, we're just getting along here. I don't get it. Here he is talking about Kanye West when he apparently didn't like Kanye.
This is a grand display of ass ignorance in the face of the downfall of democracy. And we have a white and a black man joined together at the narcissistic hip who refuse to understand that they are more a roadblock than a road to real democracy in our country.
Mm.
This is white supremacy by ventriloquism. A black mouth is moving, but white racist ideals are flowing from Kanye West's mouth. Kanye West is engaging in one of the most nefarious practices yet. A black body and brain are the warehouse for the articulation and expression of anti-black sentiments that have been chin-checked by people with far more rigorous credentials.
Welcome back. What a clown show this guy is. This guy gets invited to everything. Leftist, everything. He is the belle of the ball. He, you know what's funny to me? Michael Eric Dyson doesn't realize he's the clown show. He's the guy that people are looking at going, man, let's get this dude in here. Chin checked by people with far more rigorous credentials. Well, whose credentials? What credentials are we talking about when he talks about you've been chin checked? You know what he's talking about? Let me just explain it to you, because I know there's a lot of white people out there going, Kevin, I don't get it. He's saying that there are people who have the academic credentials. See, Kanye West can't know anything. Who is he? He's a dumb musician. Okay, so what? Michael Eric Dyson is called a man of musical genius. That doesn't matter. So what? Kanye West has come to his own. Look, you may think what you want about Kanye West. He's a weird dude. He's an egomaniac. He's a lot of things. But let me tell you, this guy, in all of his various psychosis, the things that have happened in his life to make him form who he is, he's a bright guy. And he's come to the conclusions in a strange sort of way, not the path we would have taken, but he's come to his own conclusions. And you know what Michael Eric Dyson says? He refuses to understand, and by the way, he's saying other black people, and I'm going to play something else because I want you to hear some other parts of his speeches. He says, refuses to understand that they are more of a roadblock than a road to real democracy. Now, he's talking about black people who do not jump on the party line. We are roadblocks more than roads to real democracy. So what he's saying is, despite all the improvements that America has shown, where black people can become the president of the United States, it's not working. What other blacks are doing is not working. You people are roadblocks, not roads to democracy. Well, I would like to chin check Michael Eric Dyson and say, hey, dude, it's not a democracy. It's a democratic republic. And oh, by the way, you would have been on a plantation years ago had it not been for all the evolution that occurred in this country. But then here's the phrase I want you to remember. White supremacy by ventriloquism. Or ventriloquism. I'll get it right. That's the phrase I want you to remember. See, anytime you dare think for yourself as a black person and it does not go down some ethnocentric racist path, you're accused of being a white man's mouthpiece. It isn't your own understanding. It's like when this rapper, I forget his name, but he's very, you know, famous guy, he's dreadlocks, the whole deal. And he comes on, he says, hey, man, the cops ain't, you know, I ain't mad at the cops. Cops saved my life. And I don't understand all this racism thing. This is a dude that's accomplished. He's giving you his reality, okay? And Michael Eric Dyson, the true racist here, tries to make it into, look at him. He's being talked to. He's a ventriloquist. A white man is a ventriloquist talking through him. Now, this is the dude, I'm going to tell you right now, that would take Michael Eric Dyson behind the woodshed, as we say in the country, and I'm one of them too. There's no white man speaking for me, but he doesn't want to recognize me. He has to belittle me. And when we come back, I'm going to show you how he belittles Winsome Sears.
Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Gas prices have resumed their march toward $3.50 a gallon. AAA showing the national average for regular is past $3.42 a gallon. The national average price of regular is now up about a dollar a gallon since the beginning of the year. According to the Labor Department, more than 500,000 Americans found jobs in October, but this comes as many businesses in the United States still face labor shortages. St. Louis Fed Reserve Bank President James Bullard tells Fox Business what he believes can be done to encourage more people to get to work.
Giving signing bonuses, retention bonuses, outright increases in wages, so I think changing working conditions, so I think there are a lot of things that can be done and are being done to attract workers.
This is USA Radio News. Phoenix Sky Harbor Airport is getting hit with power outages on Monday. Terminal 3 was offline for about an hour. The power for Terminal 4, one of the largest terminals, is still dealing with outages. American Airlines and Southwest Airlines are experiencing significant flight delays, those delays causing other delays across the West Coast. A new poll is out regarding President Biden's approval ratings.
President Biden's approval rating falling below 40%. It's been on the decline for a number of weeks. Latest poll by USA Today and Suffolk University found that 46% of those surveyed believe that the president is doing a worse job than expected, including 16% who supported him at the ballot box last year. 44% of independents say he's performing worse, not better, than they had expected. President's approval rating now at 38%. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
This is White Supremacy by Ventriloquism. A black mouth is moving, but white racist ideals are flowing from Kanye West's mouth.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. I told you to hold on to that particular statement, White Supremacy by Ventriloquism. So I want to play a clip of what Michael Eric Dyson had to say after he and Joy Reid made a little fun of Winsome Sears' win. She is a black woman who won the first, she's the first black female to win statewide election in Virginia. I talked about it the other day. Something that should be celebrated, right? Same thing that people said when Obama got elected. They said, shouldn't we celebrate this black man getting elected? And I told every one of you white people out there, I said, if you think these ethnocentric black races are going to allow you to celebrate Barack Obama's victory, you're out of your minds. The NAACP promptly issued a statement. Although we have elected a black president, that does not mean that America has overcome its racism. The president of the NAACP made that statement right after Barack Obama was elected. Al Sharpton came out and said, we still got a ways to go. I mean, come on, people. It's KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. I'm breaking this stuff down for you so you can really understand that there is a conspiracy against you. Racism is a tool. If you think these leftists are ever going to give up racism on their own, you're out of your minds. They will not do it. The only way they're going to give up racism is when you say, shut your freaking pie hole. I'm not going to listen to your nonsense. Anyway, remember what I told you, white supremacy by ventriloquism. Here's Michael Eric Dyson, and I want to set it up. Joy Reid and he are laughing because the choices in Virginia were between a Latina and a black woman. And they're laughing at this. You would, again, I say, why aren't we celebrating that? Because leftists don't celebrate any achievement. That's not what they're about. They're about dragging America back into the bucket because they are nothing but a group of crabs. This country will never be good enough for them. Here's the clip.
Raises. And in this case, I just want to get your comment on this because the two choices that voters had in Virginia were a black woman who shares my daughter's name and Jamaican heritage and a black, and an Afro-Latina who's part Lebanese. So you had the choice of two brown/black people and you picked one of them. Do you get credit? Do you get special credits like I had ice cream or cake as two options, but I want credit for lowering my calorie count because I picked ice cream? You had two choices and they were both black.
I've eaten the cake and the ice cream, clearly. But what's interesting,
So let me stop it there and just tell you the problem that Joy Reid has is that there was no real choice. It was a black woman and a Latina woman, and they chose the black woman. They were choosing ice cream or cake. Either one was going to satisfy the bloodlust that we have to get rid of this racist idea of America. So you can't accept that as a victory. Now, had it been a black woman running against a white woman or a white man and she won, what do you think would be happening? Oh, trick question, white people listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. They would still be ridiculing it. They'd be saying, well, they only had one choice, and of course, she's not really a black woman, and you're going to hear the rest of this as we go further with this clip. I just want you to understand, you cannot win. The only way to win, I'm going to give you the scenario, pay attention, people, is if a white Republican is running against somebody black or Latina or potential or gay, and the black Latina gay wins. That is the only way. Winsome Sears cannot win as a for the left. I'm talking about there can be no progress having been made as long as she is a Republican. That's the deal. And Michael Eric Dyson is going to bring this point home. Let's play the rest of the clip.
Is that you're absolutely right. They want credit for breathing. They want credit for having lungs. They want credit for having hair in the morning or getting up and brushing their teeth. Look, I've made an achievement that should be noteworthy. No, you are doing what all political figures must do, make choices. The problem is here, they want white supremacy by ventriloquist effect. There is a black mouth moving, but a white idea through the running on the runway of the tongue of a figure who justifies and legitimates the white supremacist practices.
I know you caught it because I set it up for you, right? White supremacy by ventriloquism. They want to legitimate. I think the word is legitimize, but that's just me. But they want to legitimate white supremacy. So, again, yet another black that is not talking plantation politics, and it's a white man talking through them. And here's what I want you to understand about Michael Eric Dyson. Michael Eric Dyson wants to make sure you realize how smart he is. I want you to pay attention to the number of words that he uses to convey a thought. He doesn't even give you time to think of a response. I mean, I'm going to finish playing this clip because you need to hear the rest of it. And as you listen to this clip, I want you to ask yourself, how do you make sense of it? See, when I'm debating, I'm very quick to the point. I would say to Michael Eric Dyson, Michael, you seem to know the mindset of every black that doesn't toe the party line, to toe the ethnocentric racist line. It doesn't matter what their background is. It doesn't matter what their experiences are. You always act as if somebody's speaking for them. Let me ask you, Michael. Can anybody speak for themselves, or are they all? Is there a conspiracy among white people to find blacks like myself and then say, we're going to speak for them? Because I'm going to tell you something. I've never had a white person speak for me. Never. I have my experiences. So I would love for you to debate me on my experiences. My experiences with white people, like Lil Wayne. I couldn't think of his name earlier. Lil Wayne said, I got no problem with cops. A white cop saved my life. White people come to my concert. I have never experienced racism in my life. And what did you do? You attack him. The left attack. Oh, how dare he share his experience? See, that's reality. That's not the theory that this guy, by the way, who studies race. That's what Michael Eric Dyson does. And he will tell you, I study race. And you know how he illegitimizes everybody around him? He says, you don't study race. No, you know what? You are too busy living it. And your experiences have proven to you, white people listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, that there is not the racism that the people who study it are telling you. Now, let me ask you this. You have a job. If your job were to study race and you were to come to the conclusion of, you know what? America is not nearly as racist as people say. I think I should move on and maybe study something else. Or do you keep looking for things to essentially blame so you can keep studying. Here's the rest of this clown's clip.
We know that we can internalize in our own minds, in our own subconscious, and in our own bodies, the very principles that are undoing us. So to have a black face speaking in behalf of a white supremacist legacy is nothing new. And it is to the chagrin of those of us who study race that the white folk on the other side and the right wingers on the other side don't understand this is politics 101 and this is race, not even 101. What's beneath 101? It's the pre-K of race. You should understand the fact that if you tell black people, look, I support a Negro. Look, there is a person of color that I am in favor of. And that person of color happens to undermine and undercut and subvert the very principles about which we are concerned. You do yourself no service by pointing to them as an example of your racial progressivism.
Welcome back, everybody. That's a lot of words. A lot of words. He says, if we internalize in our own minds, in our subconscious, in our own bodies, the very principles that are undoing us, that's a lot of things to say, you know, when you think about it, because that's all he said. And he says, when you think about it, and I'm translating, there's nothing new here. He says, those of us who study race, we get it. See, you're too stupid. You don't study race. He does. And here's what he's learned. Even if you support the Negro with your actions, with your vote, with your money, with all that you are, with your spirituality, you could marry one, for goodness sake. That does not make you not a racist. Because he studied this. So he gets it. You don't. So what? You got black kids. You got black friends. You live in a black neighborhood. Your pastor's black. Your doctor's black. Doesn't matter. You're still a white racist hunky, and you just don't understand it. Why? Because you don't study it. He does. He's got all the credentials, too. He's a PhD. Aren't you supposed to respect that? Probably got all kinds of things on his wall in his office to make you understand. He is smarter than you. Yeah, well, you want to go for that? Or do you want to listen to what I'm telling you and understand this dude is nothing but a first-class race pimp 101? That is, unless there is a lower one.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, folks, Kevin Jackson here with a very important message. Stop overpaying for your prescriptions. Our A-plus rated BBB partner can get your high-cost meds for practically nothing. How do I know this? Because one of my family members saves hundreds of dollars a month. He began saving $200 a month. Now, with his med changes, he's saving up to $700 a month. So does the editor of my website. Never pay full price for meds again. Look, you deserve to save this money. And this service truly works, so I wouldn't be sharing it with you. Now, here's what you can do to start saving almost immediately. One, visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com/KevPerks. And two, submit the free form and they'll call and help you. Or, if you want a bit more information, call 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I don't know why anybody would get a shot right now. Like I said, you'd have to fire me if I had a regular job. And I counseled with a young man. I don't know what he ended up doing, but I hope that he stood firm. They've moved it out now, of course, this new vaccine mandate. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Now, you say, Kevin, why do you say that you would not get this? Because, number one, it's not an emergency. I think this is a violation of the Nuremberg trials, and they're trying to make it into an emergency, but there's no data to support it. Less than 1% of the population dies, and when it's the population is not expected to die, it's less than 0.01%. I've given you statistics on Stop the Statistics, and I think when it gets to court, you're going to have a ton of information to talk about. For example, why the exclusions? I mean, doesn't that make sense? Why would there be exclusions? If it's so deadly, how can you possibly exclude anybody? You know what? You're excluding the very people who have to rule on this. The Supreme Court ultimately will rule. Well, you're excluded. Well, isn't that... I mean, I'm no lawyer here, but if you don't even have a dog in the fight, how can you be excluded? You have to exclude yourself from ruling on it. What do they call that? They got some term for it. Reclusing? Recusing? That's it. Recusing, not recluse. That means staying by yourself. Anyway, you should be recusing yourself if you don't have a dog in the fight. But, you know, they didn't. They didn't even hear the case of this case up in Rhode Island. Now they're saying if you take the religious exemption and it's based on medications, you have to prove that you haven't taken X number of medications. I'm like, why would I have to prove something stupid? If I've taken over-the-counter medications for certain things, it's because I believe in that science. I don't believe in this science. You want to know why? Because you're a bunch of disingenuous liars, and you've excluded people. Every other medication I've been told I can take, these medicines you're asking me about, nobody mandated me. I took them of my own volition. This is so stupid. I guess why I keep coming back to why are we debating this?
Oh, Kevin, well, if you people, worried about being fired, they'll call you into HR. You know what they'll do? Let me tell you what they would do.
They'd call you into HR, and you'd say, I tell you what, I'm going to go right to my attorney, and I'm going to give him this evidence. I'm going to give him what the CDC says, the WHO says, etc. I'm going to give them evidence of what you're doing, and I'm going to sue you. And I don't care how long it takes, but once my case breaks and I win, because see, the evidence is going to support me, I'm going to talk about exclusions, people that don't have to get it. I'm going to make the case that how can you exclude the Supreme Court, the post office, all the medical people making their stupid concoctions that don't even work? We've concluded that if you get the shot, you're still able to transmit the disease. We've also concluded that it works. Placebos work better. These are WHO, NIH studies, etc. We have studies from all over the world, and you want to force me to get this stupid concoction? And I'm already telling you, I'm hesitant to do it. In other words, I can't work for you. I've done a great job for you. I haven't gotten anybody sick. Prove that I've gotten somebody sick. I'm going to sue you for that. Let me tell you what they would do in HR. They would say this to you. Okay, Kevin, you're going to keep your job, but you can't say anything to anybody else. And I'd say, okay. And people would come up to me and say, what'd you do? And I'd say, I'm still here. That's all I can say. I'm telling you what I would do. I would be in HR. I'd say, get me the president, because I swear on my mother's grave, I'm going to make such a stink. I'm going to keep you in the media. I will be the most vocal employee you've ever had in your life. I'm going to accuse you of everything. And as soon as I find out more, I'm going to get Project Veritas in here. I'm going to be talking to employees. Man, you will wish that I had never been born. You will say, Beverly, why'd you birth that little rascal? I'm not kidding at all. The court halted vaccine mandates temporarily anyway. A federal appeals court temporarily halted Captain Demento's vaccine requirements for businesses with more than 100 or more employees. Let me tell you why. Because there are great companies, great organizations out there like the Goldwater Institute and many others who have lawyers filing suits against companies, against the government. And let me tell you, the government is going to lose because of one little technicality, their exclusion of certain people. If it's so dangerous, everybody has to get it. You can't say, nope. I'm excluding my staff, your staff. I mean, you know all the exclusions.
The Fifth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals granted an emergency stay of the requirement by the OSHA, and OSHA should be ashamed of itself. It's supposed to be there for the safety of employees, and it's sold out. This is pathetic. Anyway, they sold out. They said that the workers had to be vaccinated by January 4th or face mask requirements and weekly tests. And by the way, Melissa was telling me this. She said the weekly tests, most of the companies say, you've got to pay for it as the employee. It's on you to do it. And here's what they're doing. They want it to be so costly and onerous that you finally go, you know what? This is just nonsense. Well, I tell you what. I wouldn't take your weekly test. I wouldn't say, that is not a condition of my employment. I don't have to prove to you that I'm not sick. I have sick days. And see, that's your out. Your out is, if I feel sick, I'll stay home. That's why you gave me sick days, you nincompoop. I love that word. Louisiana Attorney General Jeff Landry said, the action stops Biden from moving forward with his unlawful overreach. God bless you, Jeff Landry. I love that we've got conservative AGs. See, when you think about these statewide elections and you're passing over, things like AG, don't think that is a huge deal. This guy went to bat. He says Biden will not impose medical procedures on the American people without the checks and balances afforded by the Constitution. Solicitor of Labor Seema Nanda said the U.S. Department of Labor is, quote, confident in its legal authority to issue the emergency temporary standard on vaccinating and testing. No, they're not. They have no authority. And in fact, the thing that Biden issued isn't even a mandate. There is no language in there that requires the companies to do it. Nothing. It's a scare tactic nudge, and you know what these capitalist pigs did? I sound like a dude in the 60s. And the capitalist pigs, man! These CEOs, these little chumps that call themselves leaders of these companies, they went with it. Oh, we'll lose our contracts. No, they wouldn't. If they stood up, trust me, the other airlines would stand up and the other unions would say, you know what? I applaud American Airlines for taking a stance for its employees. We know what these companies are saying to you? They're saying to you, you don't matter. When it comes to Big Brother, we're siding with Big Brother. We don't care that your taxes and our taxes pay for this Big Brother to operate. If they're the ones that control us. It's like having a bad kid. Well, I mean, my kid said I can't go out after 8, so, I mean, I hope he'll order me some food or something, man, because we're starving up in there. I mean, seriously? He says, such circuit decisions normally apply to states within a district, Mississippi, Louisiana, and Texas, in this case. But Landry said the language employed by the judges gave the decision a national scope. This is a great victory for the American people out there, he says. Never before has the federal government tried in such a forceful way to get between the choices of an American citizen and their doctor. To me, that's the heart of the entire issue. I'm not going to disagree with him. I think he's right. And I think about all these hypocrites. I talked earlier about Don Lemon, maskless in Florida. Yeah, he's enjoying the very freedom that DeSantis and other Floridians are fighting for because he can't get those freedoms in the state where he lives. I told you earlier, I hope DeSantis bans these guys from coming in. Don't let them in. If you're a New Yorker, you can't come in. Change your politics and you can come to my state. Who do you think wants to visit more? Floridians going to New York or the other way around? I think you know the answer.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.